All right, can we get the poll questions up, mimicking what Scott Dochterman did?
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Love the content, especially this time of year. I'll have Scott on at some point. We're going to talk Big Ten media rights. Hey, look, there's Vinny.
Here we go. This is it.
He went 0 for 4, and now he's on his way to a Hall of Fame start. He's got runners on second and third with two outs.
Bottom one. This is it right here. This is it. A little low. Good eye. Good eye.
He was very, he was hacking on first pitches yesterday. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to stand up here forever. I got some jitters. I'm going to swing the bat. And he ran it into a double play and didn't hit much hard else after that. Okay. So while I try and get through Vinny Pasquantino's at bat here, one more question that was sort of thought-provoking for me off of Scott Dochterman's survey, Iowa fan survey. He asked, which of the following most aligns with your realistic expectation for the Iowa football program? I don't think the answer is surprising. It's not that I want to talk about. The options were reach a playoff every few seasons, win the Big Ten every few years, contend for the West every year, and qualify for a bowl game every year. So we asked Iowa fans which most closely aligns with how you feel about Iowa football. The obvious runaway answer was contend for the West every year. That's how I would answer it too. That's how I'd answer it if I was a Nebraska fan.
Same.
That's exactly what you'd like to do every year. I want to contend for the West every year. Be in the running to win your division. So. And then he wrote after this, he says, if anything, Iowa fans show they're self-aware when it comes to realistic expectations. There's no reason why Iowa can't contend for the Big Ten West every year. That doesn't mean it'll win it every year, but Iowa should play important games in November with a chance to play in Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he writes this, under the old non-divisional Big Ten, winning the league title was possible more often. Iowa would have claimed the 2015 title outright, for instance. So perhaps winning the Big Ten championship every few seasons is more unlikely than voted upon by fans. For reference, see how Iowa's vote stacks up alongside how Wisconsin voted. They did a Wisconsin poll as well. So here's my question going forward. If we're talking about eliminating divisions, which we are, the ACC did it yesterday, the Pac-12's done it, going 3-5-5, whatever method you want to do, and the Big Ten still has to sort of sort through that, but it's coming. I don't think there's much doubt at this point. Oh, Vinny, get down!
No, Vinny walked. This is Melendez.
Oh, okay, well, he's got two RBI. Oh, nope, one RBI.
That is a bad base running decision.
What are you doing, Hunter Dozier? Whew. They have had that happen like 5 or 6 times this year. Just inconscionable sends from third base.
Just, he was, I guess he was.
You were out by 70 feet.
Yeah.
So here's the question that I have going forward. What changes for programs like Wisconsin and Iowa, using them specifically because they've had the most success in the divisional format? Iowa's won the division. Well, I guess Northwestern has won it twice as well. It's so stupid to me. Wisconsin's won it, three or four times. Iowa's won it twice. Northwestern's won it twice. But really, we're talking about the entire Big Ten West. Because the West and the East are different. The East has Ohio State. If you're in the East and you're not named Ohio State or Penn State, I guess, Michigan, you're not really expected, or your expectation before the year is not, we want to win the East and go to the title game. We have Ohio State standing there in our way. We know that that's probably not going to happen. So let's focus on ourselves. Let's win as many games as we possibly can, and let's be better. Let's be as good as we can be outside of the view of the conference. Let's get to 8 wins. Let's go to a bowl game. Let's go to Florida in January, right? So what changes for programs like those and the programs like the West when we don't have divisions? How do we measure success? I know, and based off that poll question, Iowa, like I said, I would like to measure Nebraska this way. They haven't been that competitive in this field, but this is generally what I want on a year-in, year-out basis. This is my expectation of the program. I want Nebraska to be involved in the Big Ten West run every year. This is now changing. In order to be viable at the top of the conference, aka make the conference title game, you have to be one of the top two teams in the conference. Now, it's still possible, but the field is now larger. You are now comparing yourself directly to Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Michigan State, along with, if you're Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota. You know, you're going up against all those teams if you want to be the first or the second best team in the conference. Before, in the divisional format, that's split in half. You only have to be, but you're comparing yourself to Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Purdue, Illinois, Northwestern. The field gets larger. So how do the programs like that define success when you're not winning a division, but you're still having a successful season? You're not winning a division because there is not a division. There's no division to win. And you're probably not going to the Big Ten title game either because you're not going to be one of the top two teams in the league. Could it happen? Sure, of course. But if Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State all hold up their end of the bargain, they're the teams that are going to be fighting for it, at least how it stands right now. Don't count out Wisconsin. Don't count out Iowa, like I said, every few years. But there's a difference in being competitive for the West every year and being in the title game and being competitive for the conference every year. And when you eliminate the divisions, the only mark of reference in the conference is how competitive are you on the grand scale with all 14, not with just your 7 in your own division. So how do those programs measure themselves? Is it literally by the wins, or is it by beating the teams that are in your quote unquote pod? We went 3-0 in our pod this year. Iowa can say, or Nebraska can say, we went 3-0 against Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota this year. Boom. That feels good for us. That's a success. Obviously, you have to be successful outside of it. But if you're winning all three of those games, then chances are you're going to have in between 8 and 10 wins, likely, right? Or does it come down to a win total at the end of the year? Do bowl games become more sought after and more of a measuring stick than they have been over the last couple years of the college football playoff? College football playoff plus divisional format. As we head into the college football playoff plus non-divisional format, and let's just say the playoff is the same as of right now, the playoff obviously has a huge effect on this. Let's just say the playoff's still 4 teams as we go forward, but we have no divisions. Maybe there's a world where teams are saying to themselves, let's get to the Outback Bowl. Let's get to the Orange Bowl. Let's get to the Fiesta Bowl, right? Because you can't say, let's go win the Big Ten West anymore. It's intriguing to me. And that's always been, you know, a thing with these specific teams in this division, because you're not on the same level as Ohio State. You're admitting that. I think Iowa's absolutely fine with that. And the farther we go down the line here with Nebraska and what they're trying to build into, the more I think that's how Nebraska feels about things too. That's okay. But what are your marks? I'm intrigued in that going forward. Maybe that's a small downside to eliminating these divisions. I will take your thoughts on that. We'll come back more next on 1620 The Zone.